Module 6, Food and Facilities. The food and facilities are just as important to the lunch and learn as the presentation itself. When teaching in a lunch setting, you face a number of problems. You need to make informed decisions about the food and make sure that everyone's needs are considered. Make a point to consider the cleaning needs before and after the meeting. Additionally, request feedback from participants to improve the lunch and learns in the future. Providing food? Providing food for participants may be easier for you, particularly if you choose a location that caters. Additionally, food is a wonderful incentive in lunch and learns. When you do choose to provide food, you must consider the needs of your audience. It is best to provide a fair selection that accommodates an eclectic group. What to consider when providing food? Vegetarians, vegans, allergies, religious dietary restrictions, tastes and preferences. Remember to try to provide something for everyone. Reaching out to the participants ahead of time will help you make your menu choices. People bringing their own. In some settings, it may be easier for people to bring their own food. For example, it may be easier if the lunch and learn is last minute and there is not time to cater a meal. There are, however, considerations that must be made when people bring their own food. Allergies. Many people have severe allergic reactions to foods such as nuts and citrus. Even minor exposure can cause a reaction. Smell. A diverse group can lead to a room full of conflicting odors and smells. The smell can remain long after the meeting. Mess. Some foods are messier than others. When you control the menu, you can control the level of mess during the presentation. When you have people bring their own lunch, it is a good idea to send out a memo or email informing them of any allergies and reminding them to be considerate. Eat during or after? When do we eat? Everyone at a lunch and learn will want to know the answer to this question. You may choose to eat during the presentation or after the presentation. Allowing people to eat during the presentation addresses the problem of a hungry audience who is distracted by the smell of food. On the other hand, eating can be its own distraction and you run the risk of disruptive spills during the presentation. Eating after everything is finished limits spills distracting from the presentation, but people will wait impatiently for their food, making it difficult to keep their attention. They are less likely to ask questions if they believe that it will lengthen their wait time. A useful compromise is allowing people to eat during the Q&A. Conducting a Q&A during the meal limits distractions during the presentation. The participants will not have to wait through the Q&A for the opportunity to eat. Additionally, having lunch at this time makes the Q&A a social event and encourages people to communicate. Clean up or tear down. Cleaning up and tearing down are ultimately the responsibility of the host. While caterers and restaurants often clean up after the event, you need to make sure that you iron out all of the details. Cleaning before. Who is responsible for cleaning before the event if it is not hosted in a restaurant? Caterers bring food. They are not always responsible for cleaning and setting up the event. Coordinate with the manager of the location site to determine what you need to do. Setup. Who will move tables and chairs, and who will set up props and electronics? Cleaning after. Who will clean the room after the event? This includes removing food, taking out trash, vacuuming, replacing tables and chairs, etc. Teardown. Make sure someone is responsible for equipment, props, tools, handouts, etc. You do not want any surprises when it comes to the cleaning up and tearing down. You risk losing your deposit and damaging your company's reputation. Case study. Gina's first lunch and learn was a disaster. She found a cheap venue and decided to have it catered by a nearby fast food establishment. She arrived 15 minutes early to find the tables and chairs stacked in a corner. She worked quickly to put the room together, but this made it impossible for her to set up the electronic equipment before the participants arrived. The food arrived, and Gina wasn't sure where to put it. She placed it on a table while she continued to set up the room. She did not plan on having people eat during the presentation, but people just grabbed food and ate during her lecture.